Finally today, the U.S. State Department has been sending musicians overseas for many years. It's an easy way to spread goodwill to different parts of the globe, especially to countries that maybe don't get so much attention. One example, Swaziland. It's one of the smallest nations in Africa. You'll find it wedged between South Africa and Mozambique. And it's where the world's Alex Galifant met a couple of American jazz musicians.
Jeff Hoffman says he's just a guitar player, but for a few days in Swaziland, he's an ambassador.
Of sorts. Although I hope the pros do better than I do.
Oh, now, Jeff, don't be so self-effacing.
That's his musical partner, Kerry Crist, a jazz singer. And whatever Hoffman says, they are ambassadors, cultural ambassadors, just as Duke Ellington was decades earlier.
Yes, we're very well aware of that.
Jeff and we've brought that up several times.
Several times, yeah. And we actually even, in one of our little sets we prepared, we've even added A-Train.
The pair are here in Swaziland to perform at a local venue. But the main focus is a series of workshops they're running with young Swazi musicians. Today, it's a group of female vocalists.
You know, when I asked them in the beginning of the lesson who here has ever had a singing lesson, no one raised their hand. So that it's just this kind of thing is not available for them. They don't have the access to know, to learn more about the nitty-gritty and the skin and bones of their instrument.
If you're not sure, keep going.
La, 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 la.
The music scene in Swaziland is pretty rudimentary. There's one great venue and a few well-known artists, but not much in the way of training, like how to work with a sound engineer.
All right. You might want to comment on the volume of your monitors. If you need more in your monitor, definitely tell him.
Here's one of the singers.
Hello world, my name is Lando Dlamini and I'm a musician from Swaziland.
And she's a 21-year-old force of nature.
Currently I'm rocking pink hair. Yes, you heard right, it's pink hair, it's a fringe. And then I've got my SpongeBob t-shirt on and I've got my little tutu skirt going on. And a lot of color here and there. I'm a very colorful person, so yeah, that's
one,
what it is.
One, two. My name is Lando.
Lando Dlamini has my big plans for future stardom, so she's excited at all the information coming her way. How to sound check, work with a microphone, sound mixing, all the stuff you need to know if you're going to make it outside of Swaziland.
I'm international, baby. I think I'll move overseas.
At the end of the session, the Swazi singers join together for an impromptu song. It's improvised on the spot, and the two Americans join in. For Kerry Crist, this kind of workshop is a two-way street.
We have a lot to share with each other. You know, if I come away with anything myself from this trip, it's an added willingness to be spontaneous, even in a performance setting.
Lando, of course, needs no lessons in that kind of thing.
You give me jazz, I'll probably rock it. You give me rock, I'll totally kill it.
For the world, I'm Alex Galifant, Swaziland.
Alex's story was produced with assistance from the International Reporting Project. We'll be back in Africa for tomorrow's Global Hit 2. Alex heads to Johannesburg to meet a young singer who's taking the music scene by storm. Her name is Zahara, and Lando Dlamini, over the border in Swaziland, is a fan.
She's like the awesomest musician currently. She is setting things on fire. She's wreaking havoc. She is hot, 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 hot. Oh, can I please meet her with you? Please.
The South African singer Zahara tomorrow on The World. And that's all for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening.